makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, August 27th, one day until the team's final preseason game against the Bucs. I caught up with cornerback Dante Robinson to talk about going on the physically unable to perform list. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. The chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72! I-72!
Dante Robinson will begin the year on the PUP list. That means he will have to miss the first 6 weeks of the season. Dante can't stand sitting out, but he knows he needs more time to rehab the knee and hamstring he tore last November. I caught up with Dante to talk about how he is approaching his comeback. Dante, on Tuesday you were put on the physically unable to perform list. I know that you knew that was coming, but it's got to be a little bit hard, a little bit disappointing regardless.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, you want to get out there and play as soon as possible, you know, especially opening day. I haven't missed the opening day since I got here. So, you know, it's a little disappointing, but, you know, it's for a good cause. You know, I still got some things I got to get right on, still have to keep training as hard as I possibly can, and, you know, I still have to move forward. And once those 6 weeks are up, you know, I'll be 100% by then, and, you know, won't be anything left to say but go play football. Oh, definitely. My goal is to be back against Minnesota and, you know, playing as many snaps as I can possibly play, you know. So, you know, that's the timetable now. You know, that's the team that I'm going to start watching film on, because, you know, nobody else matters to me because I won't be playing against them. So, you know, I'm just happy to be talking about a comeback. You know, with the way things went with my injury, you know, at the time of the injury, you know, to be at this point right now, it's a blessing, and I'm just happy about that.
So talk about where you are in your rehab right now.
Well, I'm coming around third base. I'm headed home in my rehab, you know. I'm doing everything on the field now, from covering receivers to all of my DB drills. And, you know, now I'm doing football things. And, you know, the rehab is not as long and strenuous as it was at one point, and I'm happy about that.
Are you getting ready to hit people then? Is that what you're looking forward to now?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to hitting people. It's been a long time, man. I've never been away from football this long since I was 7 years old. So I'm definitely excited to be getting back in the mix of football.
What's really amazing is you haven't had any setbacks at all. I mean, is there anything that's been hard for you to regain?
No, nothing's been hard. You know, it was just reintroducing myself to stuff and relearning how to do stuff all over again. And I'm a pretty quick learner. So the first time I try anything, you know, the second time is always a lot easier. So that's what everything that I've done as far as rehab goes. You know, I just come in and, you know, I'm real steady at first, and then, you know, once I get the hang of it, I go at it full speed, and, you know, so everything has been, the process from point A to B has been a good jump.
Of course, you started your rehab in Alabama,
right,
where you're there with Cadillac Williams. He's now on the PUP list. Have you talked to him or any other people that you rehabbed with?
I keep in contact with some of those guys through text messaging. You know, I kind of figured Cadillac was going to go on PUP, you know, because, you know, his injury was a little worse than mine. So, you know, and it happened, I think, a couple of weeks before I got hurt. But, you know, he had a pretty bad injury. So for them to put him on PUP and not injury reserve, you know, that's a great thing. Carlos Rogers is now on the field. I saw him play last week. So, you know, most of the guys that I went through all the pain and agony with, you know, those guys are getting back out on the field, and it kind of motivates me.
There have been some people who said that you might have to move to safety because you're going to lose some speed. What do you have to say to those people?
I'm a corner. Hey, won't nothing be lost. You know, I'm going to go out there and do my job the way I've always done it. So I can play safety. And to be mentioned as a safety, you know, that's a good thing. But now I'm a corner, and that's until I retire.
Well, I see you out there rehabbing every single day, and it's so great because there used to be a time when people would say, if Dante Robinson comes back, now it's just
right.
When. It's right. A matter of
right.
When.
Right. Well, it's just all about the will and determination I have, man. You know, a lot of things I blocked out because, you know, I believed in myself, and I knew I could get better, and I knew I could return. You know, so when people were saying, you know, well, if he comes back, you know, I never really – that was one of those things that went one ear out the other, because I knew if I put my mind to it and if I worked as hard as I possibly could, I knew I'd be back, and I'm almost there.
Well, everyone can't wait to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back Thursday with the latest game day news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.